Welcome, everybody. Episode 11 of the Real Mentors podcast. Excited once again to be here. We're going to continue our badass tournament. But of course, this weekend is mainly about Batman v Superman. So we'll be getting to a heavy spoiler discussion. So if you guys haven't seen the movie, fast forward about 20 minutes or so. Go watch the movie. Come back. Listen to the show.
Spend some money already.
Yeah, don't be so damn cheap bastards. Again, let me introduce my two co-hosts today. I'm happy to have the Man Beast returning once again after a week hiatus. Because he was quote unquote sick, although still in the position he was binging Daredevil. Mr. Mike Rose, how you doing?
I actually didn't get to watch as much Daredevil as I wanted to.
Likely story.
No, I really wasn't feeling good. As you can tell by my voice, I'm recovering.
It's hard to believe that you're sick, man. It's like, you know, like Superman being
right.
Sick.
Oh,
you know
what I mean? You're absolutely right.
You know, I mean, like, I can't fathom that idea.
I haven't been sick in 2 years, bro. That is not a lot.
It's unimaginable. But I guess it happens. And of course, our technical producer, our head of our crack research team himself, the Spaniard, the real correspondent, Plugosaurus Rex, Mr. George Repo, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, George, this is episode 11, right?
Yes.
I'm going to confirm.
Yes.
You sure?
Yes, very positive. Yes.
For those who may or not have noticed, I was really interrupted last week by, of course, Mr. Repo here, as I was introducing our 10th anniversary show. And he threw me under the bus saying it was episode 9, not 10.
You know what it is? Is that one episode where he brought up Once Upon a Time?
I guess he made me look foolish on air. You know, I'm like, I knew it was episode 10. Either way, of course, he corrected himself after the taping of the show, so he wouldn't make fun of him during the episode, which is a smart decision on his part. But George, you know, I'm let it go, dude. It happens. We all make mistakes.
Let it go.
This is episode 11, not 9, 10, 9.5. You know, we're going to move forward.
Anybody that has a daughter, by the way, knows that song by heart.
What song?
Let It Go.
I don't have a daughter, so there we go.
See, there you go.
That would explain it.
I'm just saying, you know.
But I bet you George knew that song.
George is a big fan of Disney.
George, you knew that song, didn't you?
Yeah,
I knew.
It's a good movie, though, right?
I work with children. Like,
George, that's a good movie, right?
I worked in elementary schools. They've shown it.
Okay, that's fair. I haven't seen Frozen, so I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
But it's not good.
Let's not taint the show with talks of Frozen, though. Let's get past that. Let's get on to the meat of this thing.
I was going to ask you about Zootopia because you mentioned
it. Yeah, I did see that.
That was a good movie, though.
And it was a good movie.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
I like it. It's very good.
It's rated higher in Rotten Tomatoes than Batman vs.
Yeah, it's actually a 94%.
It is a better written movie.
It was 99.
It's a better written movie. But we'll get into that in a second. So let's get into it. Spoiler full discussion. Oh, Batman v Superman. Sure, a movie which you talked about at length, ad nauseum, in the last few weeks. We're all excited about it. Me and Mike were anyway. Just first, quick thoughts. We'll go around. George, I know what Mike stands, obviously.
George and Jose went on.
Yeah, we went Tuesday night. I caught our premiere. Yeah, Warner Brothers hooked me up with some tickets. So thanks again to them. And I took George and I was able to snag another ticket and took a couple other friends. Eric, who had joined us last week on the show. But we saw it on Tuesday. I saw it again with Mike and other friends on Thursday. So I've seen it twice. I've gotten a good perspective.
My wife was
that.
There.
Peter. Peter, who's on the show before. And then Brian, who's on the show before. Yeah, Brian's been on the show on the first episode. But George, you went there. So I know Mike doesn't have your thoughts on it. So we'll start with you because I know you're the least geek individual
really
here, I guess.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that came out right. But yeah, either way. So what your just quick impression. Don't give us a rundown. Just what you thought overall about the movie.
See, I mean, you guys were very heavily excited. You know, like I said, I
was hyped.
Yeah, like the hype was, you know, it was slowly building up for me. So when I went to go see it on Tuesday, I was actually hyped up for it. So I was disappointed I wanted it to be like real good. It was like, I would tell you, like close game, you know, bottom of the ninth, you know, you got your home run hitter up and you want him to, you know, two runs on, you know, ready to go, and he pops up and you lose, like close, you know, like it had so much potential and it just didn't do it for me. You know, like I liked it. I didn't say it was bad. Just didn't, you know, and it wasn't great. It was good.
How George steals my sports analogy from my review on YouTube, of course, as a real mentor.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, when I use my sports reference, but go ahead, hey, it's community jokes. You want to borrow and use it for yourself, by all means.
But
you did like it.
Yeah, but like I said, I played kickball, so, you know, I related to that, too. It was like, you know, a shot at the buzzer and you miss.
He played kickball. And
hey, you know, we utilize all kinds of things out here.
Wow,
you
know, what an athlete.
Woo. Oh, I'm sorry.
Star kickball player.
I'm not going to mess up my back.
Okay, you know.
okay.
As Mike's shaking his head profusely. No, all right. Okay. So either way, we already made fun of you about that before. Okay, so overall, just fine. And I'm in the same boat that you are. I'm gonna talk really bad about this movie pretty bad about this movie soon, but let that not get it twisted here. I really liked the movie and I enjoyed it a lot. I just had a lot of issues with it. It was far from perfect. It was disappointing the same way Avengers 2 was, where it was very hyped. They promised us a lot of things and they kind of let us down for various reasons. But I still liked, enjoyed the movie. I liked it the second time I saw it, maybe a little bit more actually, because the hype wasn't there. So I want to preface all that by saying that before people get on my case, I didn't like the movie. I did. I liked it a lot.
And like I said, I was going to tell you, you know, like I did have some problem with the pacing, but like I said, I know you guys are going to
We'll get into it as far as that.
The acting, I didn't have a problem, but it was more the pacing.
We'll get into that before. Don't get too ahead of yourself there, Jordan. Jordan's all exciting. Like, relax, calm down, dude, relax. You're on spring break, dude. Take it easy. He's all hyped today.
Are you back at work tomorrow or on Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, you may.
Oh boy, Mike, your quick impressions. I know it.
Okay, without going into the nuances,
just overall, give you a quick.
I thought the movie was fantastic. I give it about a 4.5 out of 5 stars. I think it's a very good movie. I enjoyed a lot of aspects of it, which we're going to get into. The micros meter is look. This is a 2.5 hour movie, and for me not to get up to go to the bathroom, and for me not to complain about my butt hurting during a movie tells you that the movie was taking my attention away. I mean, I was not thinking about how much my butt or my back hurt while I was sitting in the theater.
So for you, it was borderline. You loved the movie.
I did love the movie. Okay. I thought it was great.
That's fine. Everybody's entitled to the opinion, whether it's right or wrong. Maybe wrong in this case. But let's go around. Let's talk about what's, before we get into the bad stuff, because that's going to take the majority of the discussion. Right. Let's talk about what's actually good. Mike, okay. What was it? Pick a couple of things I thought were great in this movie.
Okay, I'm going to. So you don't want me to discuss Batman? Because I will.
You can discuss Batman.
Okay, I thought Ben Affleck was the best Batman ever. The best Batman, period.
No, we're talking about the
look, the bat suit.
Okay.
The attitude, the acting, the duality of Bruce Wayne and Batman. I think that he brought it. There's no other way to put it.
No, I agree 100%. Yeah.
I also really, really, really liked Jeremy Irons as Alfred. I thought he brought a nice break from the either kick-ass Gotham Alfred or the manservant type Alfred that Michael Caine is.
Okay.
So, or the other guy before him who I can't remember.
I forget. Yeah.
Some old English.
He was like a true butler almost.
Right.
He was like 100 years old.
So I really liked that. I'm going to say this, and I think you agree with me. Jesse Eisenberg was fantastic. I thought he did an excellent job. I was totally surprised. I was wrong, okay, when I saw him in the commercial. I didn't understand the whole thing with Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne meeting. The way they showed it, I think one of their biggest mistakes they made was showing too much footage before the movie came down.
Oh, yeah, which we know. We knew that was the case.
A huge markout moment if I hadn't seen it before.
A lot of them would have been better if I hadn't seen the trailer. Agreed. I mean, I'm with 100%. I thought, a lot of people didn't like Jesse Eisenberg's portrayal. I thought it was fine. I liked it a lot.
He did a great job.
And I mentioned in the review, I kind of thought it was a huge surprise. Most people thought going into it, he was going to be terrible. And that's still based on what I'm reading, what I'm seeing on YouTube and all that. It's still 50-50 out there. Actually, more towards the negative towards him. I think he was pretty good. But you're right. Batman was spot on, bro. I love
also, Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman, I thought was fantastic. She brought a little bit of the exotic. The accent works for me. The look works for me. I thought she did a good job.
Yeah, she was fine. I mean, she didn't blow me away, but she was fine. And she was cool. And then
you couldn't have somebody that was too big for the movie.
No, of course. I thought she probably shouldn't have been in the movie, but she's in it, so whatever. And we'll get into that. But she was fine. She had a few lines. She looked great. She's beautiful. Yeah. She and when her fight was really cool. You can tell that she's fighting.
There was a lot of people that were like, "Oh, she's not bodacious enough."
To me,
if you're a warrior, she's a warrior. Okay,
yeah.
That's the story. She's a warrior.
Yeah.
So if you're a warrior, you have to look like, you don't look like excuse my French. You don't have to look like Linda Carter. I'm sorry.
No, I agree. I thought she was mean.
I mean, she was a former, contestant in the Miss Universe. She was Miss Israel, former Miss Israel.
Yeah, so no, she's gorgeous.
She's good looking.
No, she's gorgeous. But
also the accent, I think.
She's slender athletic. She was great.
The coloring, I thought her coloring was good because she's a Greek.
A lot of people did say that she was one of the best things about throughout the movie. You know, like that.
It would have been nice to not have.
But she was there too little. Like I think.
That was fine. No, that was perfect. Yeah, because it bleeds into.
And the introduction also. While we're talking about that, I thought that was one of the missed opportunities a movie had, was doing a little more with some of the other heroes.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get as far as that goes. Well,
you know that she never did interact with Henry Cavill with Superman at all. She never interacted with.
Oh, I know, and that was at all. That's fine. I don't have a problem. Like with her, just talking about her, she was fine.
He but comes you know in with Doomsday.
Stay in the positives for a second. Stay in the positives. But she was overall, she was fine. I like when she was fighting because at the part where she got knocked out by Doomsday, and she kind of just smiled like, and she was loving it. It was cool. She brought fun to it, which we didn't get much from Batman or Superman for that matter.
By the way, she was good. What he just brought up there, and I'm going to bring it up. We're going to discuss missed opportunities, and we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss what we didn't like about the movie.
Yeah, exactly. I want to say, I don't know what people think, it's all bad. There's a lot of good shit about this movie.
This movie's amazing, in my opinion. I had a great time with the movie. A lot of people say it's boring, whatever.
I don't care what you think.
I think the movie is great. I think that it doesn't deserve the rating that it's got right now in Rotten Tomatoes. I think there's only two or three Marvel movies right now that are better than that movie, in my opinion. Period.
So, let me think about that for a second. You may be right. And you're right about the Rotten Tomatoes. It didn't deserve 30% where it's at now. We checked. This is after this morning. It's on Saturday.
Today, right now.
Yeah. And
5 minutes ago.
Yeah, this movie deserves way more than 30%. But whatever. The critics are there. We'll get into it in a minute. But you're right. Batman was, for me, the highlight of the movie. He was awesome. I can't wait for a standalone Batman film. He was aggressive. Badass. I'm not ready to say he's the best incarnation of Batman we've seen, but as far as Ben Affleck, the best Batman, I want to see his own movie first.
I have a whole thing. If you want to want me to go off on it, I'll go off.
Oh no, he's great. He's one of my. He's
did an
great,
excellent job.
But I want to see.
Perfect.
I want to see
it. Was perfect. No, that's right. Best Batman costume ever.
Agree. But as far as Ben Affleck, I want to see a standalone movie before I say he's the best Batman.
Oh, my gosh.
That was awesome. That fight scene was the best fight scene in any Batman.
The first Batman, there was never any fighting. You know, it was him picking people up and dropping or clotheslining people. The Christian Bale Batman, the fight scenes were so horribly...
they were shot really well. It got better towards the end, but they weren't shot
great. No, it was bad, though.
Which
was a good movie. Don't get me wrong.
The fight with Bane was not... I like the Bane fight was good. Because it was shot different. You can actually see the action. The problem is, with Nolan, the action you can't really see too well. Just with the fighting. But for the action sequence, is a different story. But the fighting itself, that scene is so badass. When he rescues Martha, Superman's mom, whatever, that was... phenomenal. They kind of spoiled in the trailer, but whatever. I loved it. The scene with the Batmobile was great. He's aggressive. He's killing guys. And I'll get to the whole killing part because I liked it a lot, but I wish I had more to it. The fight scene between Batman and Superman, I liked. Good fight. The setup was horrible, which we'll get to. But the fight itself is cool. The ending of it, also bad. And the movie looked great. Never accused Snyder of not... His visionary, he's got a great eye for action. It looks beautiful. It's a great shot. That Doomsday thing was whatever. I like, Superman was good. You know, he didn't do a whole lot, but he was fine. I mean, all the acting was fine. And even, again, we talked about Eisenberg and all that. George, what are a couple of things that stood out to you?
No, I mean, it was positively. Like I said, well, obviously, the portrayal of Batman that you guys all spoke about, you know, at the beginning when Ben Affleck was named, everybody had like a big, like, oh my God, no, he's going to mess it up.
You know what? I never said anything about Affleck doing that. First of all, I've liked the last three or four movies that Ben Affleck has directed.
Yes.
Ben Affleck brings something to this movie that's different than everybody else has brought. First of all, like I said, the dichotomy, the duality of Bruce Wayne and Batman, I thought it was perfect. I thought what he did as Bruce Wayne was excellent. I loved how Jeremy Irons' Alfred character interacted with him, how he was a... How do you say it? When somebody, you know, like when somebody feeds their... Like my 600-pound life where you have these 600-pounders. No, you can't get that way by yourself. It's impossible.
Right.
You have to have somebody like
good support
enabling you. That's what it is. So I think what you got from Alfred is an enabler. I think it's There's a whole bunch of things that could be explored in this solo Batman movie that are going to be fantastic.
Oh, no, I can't wait.
I expect so much from this movie.
Yeah, we were looking at Michael Gough, you know, the G-O-U-H-G-H. Yeah, you know, he was the original, the one with Michael Keaton.
Yeah,
you know, he's
a Shakespearean level actor. I mean,
But he was more in the back, you know. Like,
he's a butler.
He was a manservant, just like Michael Caine.
Michael Caine was also kind of a parental figure, more so than the first one.
Right, but he's not like the Gotham guy.
No, of course not.
But I think Jeremy Irons in this incarnation, you know, Alfred, he was more like a support, you know, like, oh, take the, when he took over the...
He was doing the drone on the ship.
Yeah.
He was building a robot when we were there.
He built the armor, yeah.
But he was doing everything. I was like, that's Alfred.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
So he was more like a, you know, second, you know, like a help, you know, like he was always...
No, no, I agree. No, it was cool. Very cool.
Alfred was a CFO of Bruce Wayne, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I actually did, like, you know, that Alfred was a little bit more hands-on than the other stuff, and then, you know...
He was a perfect Alfred, perfect.
And then, you know, like, I think that the Batman side of it was done very well.
When he took the stick and he was flying the bat plane.
Oh, no, I mean, that was... Anything with Batman
like,
in it...
He's like, I'm going to drop you off on the second. There's a bunch of people here, I'm going to drop you off.
That's the scene we're talking about. That fight scene was ridiculous.
Yeah, the fighting was crazy.
I love this.
It was a real fight scene.
No, yeah, I would love it.
And that's what I did enjoy. You know, like when I said at the beginning, I was skeptic, you know, when Ben Affleck was there, because I didn't think that he was going to do justice by the role. And like I said,
George is hating.
Yeah, you know, because I mean,
I just don't think he's
the Batfleck.
He hasn't seen the Affleck stuff that we've seen.
No, he's seen. You've seen The Town.
Have you seen The Town?
Of course. I just think people had, I thought
Gone Girl wasn't a great movie. I thought he was great in Gone Girl.
But that's the thing, though. They're talking about like paycheck, Ben Affleck. You know,
but that was years ago.
But that's what a lot of people have in their minds. You know, like when he was.
No, I get it. And people look at Daredevil. You know, I did. I was like,
okay. And Daredevil.
He did not create that movie. He did not direct that movie. He was a guy that.
But he was bad in it though.
But he was bad in it. You know, and then like you know, you had entities, reindeer games.
But again, that was a while back. But either way, he silenced the critics. I know all of us. I was on the fence at first, and I was like, oh, maybe it'd be great, and he was, and I'm happy
to
see that.
That's the thing that I did really like, the fact that he actually,
the level.
It was great, everything.
My expectations of the character when he portrayed Bruce Wayne, I did enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, so I actually felt for Batman.
He was a playboy in this movie. There's nobody's done that role before.
Yeah, because
Christian Bale, to me, it looked robotic when he was being Bruce Wayne.
It was forced, because I think he was more Batman pretending to be Bruce Wayne here. I think it's a good mix of Bruce Wayne and Batman. Because the one scene in this movie
they're in the Bruce Wayne part of that of Bruce of Stately Wayne Manor, you know, which was kind of like a fixer upper type thing on the back where they had the glass.
Yeah, he wakes up the girls next to him and the alcohol. Like, yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's who he is.
That's Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, it's a
duality, and that's where
it's the best incarnation of him. So
I'm glad he didn't throw any stones in that glass house, though.
Well,
no, he could have.
But there was a lot of things here, a lot of mess, a lot of stuff going on in this movie, and I didn't feel like they wasted. Well, I did. Ooh. I do.
Okay, the gloves are coming off in a second. All right, go ahead.
I don't feel like they wasted any time, but let's move on. Okay, let me just move ahead. I want to.
Okay, go ahead, Mike. Before we put the gloves on, go ahead. No, you got it.
I want to take the stick for just a sec because I want to talk about missed opportunities in this movie.
Okay.
Right. What do you perceive as a missed opportunity in this movie? And I'll give you a couple that I think could have been better.
Okay.
Not saying they weren't good, but they could have been better.
All right. Fair.
The introduction of the other superheroes, Flash.
The Flash.
Aquaman. And Cyborg.
Yeah.
Which first of all, the cyborg origin is totally wrong from what the comic book is. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just telling you it's wrong.
I don't mind that.
The guy that plays the father of Cyborg is the guy from Scandal. I don't know.
No, he's Dyson from T2 Terminator.
Right, Columbus Short, I think, is his real name. Yeah. I think that's his name.
I'll look into it.
But he's a really great actor, and I was looking for more from him. I thought that you could have gotten
scene in the history.
I don't want to say where I would have taken stuff away from until we get to the parts that I didn't like. So I don't want to screw anything up. But I feel that is a missed opportunity. I would have done more to talk about the Flash. I would have done more to talk about Green Lantern. So, you know, and a couple other heroes. There's a lot of heroes, dude.
Well, I didn't mind. You're right. Could have been done better. It wasn't bad.
I'm not saying it was bad.
But you know what was bad about that introduction is that it was happening as soon as the buildup for the Batman v Superman fight itself, and it was awkwardly placed. It could have been an after credits.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It could have been at the end. It just popped. It was so awkward how you're like, oh, here's the fighting in a fight. Let's go over to her to the computer and look. It was dumb.
Yeah,
it was awkward placing. I didn't mind that the video footage itself, but it was awkward. I didn't mind it, but it was just awkward how.
In fact, I thought Aquaman looked badass.
I look good. Yeah, I don't mind anything. It was quick snippets. I'm glad they didn't like, because I was a fear that they were all going to be in the movie somehow, thrown in there and be too many people, too many cooks in the kitchen, and we were all wrong. They just had video footage of them, and that's it. And I'm fine with that. Just the placing of where they discovered them, I thought was a little awkward. And it probably should have been Bruce Wayne at some point, not Wonder Woman looking at that stuff. But whatever. And that's a small complaint. That's not a huge deal.
It's going to...
It was lazy.
I just thought it was a plot device. They could have explored further and made a lot more awesome.
Exactly. No, I agree 100% with that. But it wasn't like terrible.
My next missed opportunity, Doomsday. I felt like... I felt like the character was designed not so good.
Agreed.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
I liked how they got rid of it. I liked that. I didn't like the evolution of Doomsday while it was going. That was a irresistible force against an unmovable object. I like that too, but I just thought the design of the character could have. There were so many other opportunities.
It was messy.
It looked cool. I didn't like the beginning design of it. I liked when he finally got all his crystals out, kind of
the bones, whatever it was.
And but I thought the fight didn't last long enough. There wasn't enough storyline into it. It was just like freaking boom, boom, boom,
Which goes back to what we're going to talk about, the terrible writing and all that.
I don't think it was terrible.
But I'll give you that. But it was just lazy. It's lazy. And he probably shouldn't have been in the movie, to be honest with you. And I'll get to why I say that.
Well, that'll go to another topic that I have.
But
the last thing that I have as a missed opportunity is... I don't know if you know anything about Lex Luthor mythos or
very little, to be honest with you.
Superman mythos, but his valet Mercy, the
cheetah. The Asian girl. Yeah, yeah.
She's supposedly a kick-ass cyborg, and they didn't show. She blew up.
And she died, right? Okay, she did that. Okay, yeah, that was kind of weird. Again, just
it didn't make any sense. She didn't belong to the story.
A lot of things didn't make sense.
Not a lot of things. Dude.
A lot of things. Well, okay. So let me get into why, and I'll let you defend your position. We're talking
about missed opportunities, dude.
But those are part of missed opportunities. Because the story itself was one big, fat, big opportunity. This movie should have been awesome. This movie should have been one of the best. We talked about with Captain America 2, Dark Knight, Avengers. It should have been. And it wasn't. It just wasn't. And there's no one can ever make that argument to be even close to those movies. Because, first of all, and we talked about it, Mike, before, this was not Batman v Superman. It wasn't. There's not one person that can agree with that. It was not. They had a fight. But this movie was about Man of Steel 2, Batman Standalone, and Dawn of Justice. They sprinkled in a Batman v Superman, and they sold this on Batman v Superman. And it was so far from it, it wasn't even funny. It wasn't. Number one, I love the motivation of Batman was set up perfectly. And I love the intro to the movie. When it showed his perspective of the whole Man of Steel and the destruction, and it set up the whole vibe, and this is what this movie's about, why this is why Batman's mad. Perfect. On the other end, Superman, they didn't really explore his motivation as why he wants to go against Batman. That was never really explored. It was more about the showing scenes of Batman in the Senate court, whatever the hell, the hearings, all this other crap.
Well, I actually think that was pretty realistic.
But it was unnecessary. Looking at 18 months post when it happened. This stuff should have been done in Man of Steel 2 standalone. The whole scene with the... Which would have been cool at the beginning of the movie. They could have the news footage, people talking about Superman, build that up early. Don't make us watch this 30 minutes into the flick. We're still discussing what the purpose of Superman is when we're trying to figure out why is Batman fighting Superman. We never got to that. And that's a huge... This is what this movie is supposed to be. And they were so concerned about setting up Young Justice, setting up Batman. We got to throw in Wonder Woman. We got to discuss the merits of Superman. Who cares? We want to see Batman go against Superman. That's the point. And they built up Batman perfectly. And why he's pissed. The only thing I like to see is that his motivation for killing people. Because the good thing about Batman is I like the aggressive Batman, but there's a reason...
He didn't kill anybody.
Oh, Mike. Well, he was shooting him. He was.
Are you talking about the dream sequence?
No.
Oh, that was another thing that was wrong.
We'll get to that in a second. I haven't even got to that.
No, but in the two scenes, one where it's in the Batmobile chasing.
Right.
Where he grapples the car and he flings it over and lands on top of the car. And those guys died.
And then the Gatling gun that was in the Batmobile.
And the Batmobile. And then when the third scene was going to save Martha, he flies in, you know, the Batwing, whatever you call it. And those guys are shooting at him. He's just shooting straight at him. The thing's blowing up. Those guys died. They died. And I don't mind that. I'm fine with that. I think it's great.
No, but they're killing each other. That's
right. But Batman doesn't do that. He threads that line. I don't mind if you're going to cross it, but give us a reason why he crossed it.
Makes the other guy. This has happened in other Batman movies before. I disagree with you on this.
But you're a comic book guy. The Batman threads that.
Will take, if a guy's shooting and the guy takes his hand and pushes him back toward the other guy that's shooting and he shoots a guy with his hand, that guy killed that guy, as far as I'm concerned.
But no, this is Batman actually doing the killing. He's pressing the button and
Batman
shooting
guys.
Batman
didn't shoot anybody.
Yeah, he did. Man, of course he did. Mike.
You're talking about from the Batmobile? He flipped over the car that these idiots
The Batmobile and the Batwing, he shot the guys who were shooting at before he entered the warehouse. This guy shooting, those Gatling guns, and he just plowed through them, destroyed them, fired.
What's he gonna do? Let him shoot at him?
I'm just saying. I don't mind. I think it's great, Mike. I'm just saying, let's set it up better. That's what I'm saying. Gary, talk about how the Joker, why he's so jaded.
But it's not, Mike.
Hold on, wait, it's legit. It's legit. You talk to a lot of comic book folks, and I'm the only one saying this, that they don't understand why he's killing guys.
There's a bunch of haters out there.
They're not hating, Mike. These are comic book lovers. But we'll get out of that.
It doesn't deserve their hate.
We'll get out of the point. Either way. So, again, back to the motivations. So now the movie spent so much wasted time on this whole Superman. The beginning scene, the scene where he first saves Lois. That whole sequence was Lois. I said Lois. He's a gay Superman.
Louis.
But it's a total wasted scene. It was pointless scene. She's in the desert. Superman goes save her. For what purpose? So they can frame Superman, because God forbid people are actually going to believe that people killed by bullets was Superman. Really? He shoots people? When has that ever been established in a Superman movie? And he's being blamed for killing people, for shooting, quote-unquote, when he's never touched a gun in his life. What was the point of that scene?
How many times have you seen our guys, our heroes that are overseas, impugned by... We're talking about Superman.
I'm not talking about Superman.
I'm talking about reality. How many times have you seen our heroes, our guys that are in our military, that are there? Not there. They didn't join them. They're kids out of high school, sure, like you and me.
Sure.
That join the military and they get thrown in front of Congress and treated like crap by our administration and called baby killers and all this other crap. Okay, right. They're there to do a job. They're there to do what their supervision tells them to do.
I agree, but we're not saying the same thing because they blame Superman for personally killing these people.
Right, because it's the same thing.
It's not you. Because they're just saying Superman. This is what they're essentially saying: Superman shot people.
Because that's what
people died. And then you have Lois. She has the bullet, and she has this. I counted this four scenes. I've seen it twice.
I said joking around.
she has an investigation with the bullet in four different scenes. And who cares about the bullet? It brought nothing to the movie. She talks. She brings up to Perry a conversation about that. She sees that military guy three times. To figure out, oh, the Lex made the bullet.
Who was that dude? That was somebody. He was one of those guys from Star Labs.
He was a Man of Steel one. He was the main military.
Right, but he's been in the Matrix, Revolution.
But he's the one that brings in Aquaman, Flash, like all those guys.
But the point is that we're talking about this bullet, wasting time in a 2.5-hour movie to find out that it's Lex's bullet, as if we didn't know Lex is bad. As if Batman didn't know Lex was bad. We all know he's bad. We don't need Lois Lane. Lois again. Lois Lane looking around, trying to discover the whereabouts of a stupid fucking bullet, and has nothing to do with the movie. And there's four scenes, including five scenes, if you could, the one where Superman quote unquote saves her, is a waste of time. It went nowhere. It was pointless because you need to give her something to do. That's just bad writing. It's just terrible writing. It's just the bottom line. And then now we go back to Superman. His motivations, and he briefly talked about how he doesn't like how Batman's so aggressive and all that, but they didn't really follow up on that.
So if you would have taken that scene out, then I mean, obviously
you don't need it. Let's say
you take the whole desert scene out, because I mean, obviously you're planning on taking it out. So right. The whole bullet that she finds in the
it's pointless in the book, in the diary. Who cares?
Diary, it's straight it's bullet that from the thing. That
doesn't bring Amy Adams to the Batman versus Superman fight. You see where I'm going?
And who cares? It doesn't matter. Lex would have brought her anyway. That's the point. Because Lex, according to the movie, used her as bait to get Superman there.
She is living with Superman, so obviously she's
she could have been involved in many ways. She could have been involved.
Involved in a different way.
That goes to another thing that I don't like.
But let's go back to Superman and his and Superman's motivations. They never played on. The only reason he fought Batman, which is the stupidest thing ever, is because Lex Luthor kidnaps his mother. Fine. Which is it's terrible.
Martha's in the world.
He can hear Lewis Lane scream from half across the desert while mom gets kidnapped, and all of a sudden his ears don't work anymore. But I'll let that go. She gets kidnapped, and then he's forced to fight Batman. He goes to fight Batman. He's in the sky. All he has to do is say, Batman, listen up, dude. My mom's been kidnapped. This is what we got to do. Let's figure something out. There was no reason to fight. No. Batman went up and he got to his face and Superman pushed him and all that. He
tried to tell him right there. He tried to say.
So Batman couldn't fly away and out of his reach? Now he's making excuses. And that's in the movie. But I like the movie. But the point is that fight should have motivated more by Batman going after Superman because he feels he's a threat.
Okay, hearing?
Really, Mike? Hold on. It's Superman who's supposed to be non-aggressive.
Superman came down. He tried to tell him what's going on.
He can't fly away. He can't stay 10 feet in the air where Batman can't get to him and tell him, hey, listen, calm down, dude.
He shot him in the face with kryptonite dust.
That was way after the battle started getting into it. He first shot him with little machine guns that did no damage. Why is Batman doing it anyway? He's not going to hurt him. Or the things, the little machines that go to him, which he broke with the manhole and all that before that, all that stuff. His little booby traps, which weren't going to work, it was stupid. But there's a point. Superman could have stopped the fight very easily by saying, listen, Batman, let's take it easy. This was going on. So it was a bad way to introduce that fight. There was no setup to the fight.
But even, I think a better scene would have been, you know, when they had the guy from Wayne Enterprises, you know, the guy who with the wheelchair that they put the bomb in, whatever.
The suicide bomber.
The suicide bomber. That could have been a better angle to say that Superman killed everybody in there.
But they never follow up on that scene.
But that's another one that they
could have. But that's what I'm saying.
They could have given Lois Lane that.
But the movie goes so many places, and the focus should have been Batman Superman. Superman could have been going after Batman because Batman's killing people, whatever. He's being too aggressive. And he continually stops Batman. So Batman's like, dude, this guy's getting my damn nerves. I'm going to take the fight to him. Because Superman has no reason to take the fight to Batman. He's got no reason to. He's not a threat. He could kill him anytime he wants, and by his own admission.
Right, but he went after him a couple times and said, hey,
he did once.
That had
to find it. This is built up as Batman v Superman, and they had one interaction, one with each
Speaking
one.
That,
each one
love,
saying, each one saying one line.
They crashed the car and the Superman and the yeah, Superman and, didn't even know.
And then nothing. But, it was like, please, excuse
exactly.
me.
Exactly, and we got nothing like that. You got a cool line, son. This is me showing you mercy. Would have been awesome if Batman and Superman would have fought before. He would have, and Batman had the upper hand like he did in this movie about the spear and says, this is me showing you mercy and walked away for whatever reason. Building up because they're gonna eventually be friends. The fact that they came friends after 2 seconds was retarded. Let's be honest. Hey, no, come on. And the whole thing with the mom, it was just dumb. It was just poorly, lazily written. This movie could have been shaved down and given us meaning for that.
Like, what about the origin story of Batman again?
I was fine with that, but I liked it.
I don't have a problem with it because it was
a very short sequence. But the only reason that was in there is because the whole Martha thing. That's cool. When I saw it after, I'm like, oh, that's a stupid scene. The whole really? That's what they used. All of a sudden, he changes his mind about Superman. Come on. It was terrible. It's lazy. It's terrible. They should have been friends. Batman should have been redeemed and say, you know what? What I'm doing is wrong. Whatever the case is, been redeemed and paired up with Superman to maybe together save the mom. Whatever. Lex Luthor should have been a bad guy. It should have been Doomsday. It should have been Lex Luthor who gave.
So you brought up one small plot.
One
point
small. Dude, that's like a hug. Like, but the basis of the movie is Batman v. It's Batman v. Superman.
That movie is a great movie. There was so much in it that's fantastic.
I agree, Mike. Mike, I'm with you. I am with you.
Superman to me is amazing. I felt like the imagery was incredible when he went for Dia de la Muerte in Mexico and came down there and all those people were like reaching out. That would really freaking happen, man. That would really happen.
But even in the death of Superman,
that thing should have been saved for the next, the whole thing, Doomsday. Wonder Woman, all that, the death of Superman should have been done in the next movie.
I'm gonna concede that the Doomsday was a bad.
That was a bad idea. That was a really bad idea. He should look at Doomsday in the next, in the first part, in Justice League Part One, bringing everybody together.
They should have had a Lex Luthor like robot or something.
Something. That's a bad guy. Exactly.
You know what would have been a better plot piece would be like Metallo, like turn that dude into Metallo.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I'm just saying, like turn that the
But at the end of the day, you
bomber, the suicide bomber into Metallo.
But you didn't even.
That was kind of what I was thinking.
But you didn't need that. At the end of the day, it could have just been Batman, Superman.
Do you know Metallo? You know who Metallo is?
No.
I've heard of him.
Yeah,
he's a guy that's powered by kryptonite. So he's very difficult for Superman to fight.
And, well, but see, like I said.
But then he would have recruited Batman to help him out. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you build that relationship. That's how you build the justice. You don't build it by when they fight Doomsday. They had one line to each other. She with you. She with you. That's the only way they're talking in the whole interaction. And a great, awesome, presumably great climactic scene that had Wonder Woman says nothing. And they say one line to each other. Where's the stakes? Where's the Justice League, man? There's no fun.
I said, and Superman,
even the whole computer scene, like you were saying, when Bruce Wayne sends the picture over to Wonder Woman or whatever, you're like, oh, this is you. Okay, fine. But where's that? That Superman Wonder Woman interaction. Like I said, there isn't one. So that's why when. Wait, where did he come from? You know, like, how does he...
Yeah. When Superman died, nobody cared. There's no stakes. Because you know
nobody
why?
Nobody cared.
Because you know why? Because, and this is what happens in a lot of these movies, because you know Justice League is coming out, so he's going to come back to life. So who gives a shit? He died. His point is to have him die for no reason. When you know he's coming back to life, and at the end of the movie, they had the balls to kill him, which I respect that. But then at the end, they show
really,
that scene...
I'm really excited about the possibility of Shaq.
Bring it back. But, but that's the big issue with the flick. It just got so many holes that the writing's low to play. It's bad.
Sure,
it's poorly paced.
It probably does.
Don't even go there. Oh, you know what? Look it up.
The dream sequences were useless. Unnecessary.
Well, that's how my list actually. I said
it was too many.
They could have tightened the movie up by 15 minutes just by pulling those two out. No, I'm just saying those two dream sequences, they could have pulled them out. And the Flash thing at the end was
But that's the problem, that they're trying to build up something and they didn't focus on what they had. And that's what I'm saying, Mike. I said it's a good movie. And I'm saying it's bad. It's horrible. But I think it wasn't great. It wasn't fantastic.
It's a 4.5-star movie.
Because they tried too much to give me something that's coming
up. It doesn't
up.
Deserve what... What I'm trying to tell you is it doesn't deserve...
This isn't a 30%. If people say 50, I'm okay with it. Because it had a lot of imperfections.
There's only two Marvel Comics Universe movies that are better, honestly.
Man.
Come on, bro.
Captain America: Winter Soldier, Guardians was better.
Easily, and
Avengers.
Avengers and Winter Soldier, maybe Iron Man. Oh, Iron Man is already dated. I watched it the other day.
I'm not saying maybe. It's been a while, but
it's also not realistic. I felt like this movie is a lot more realistic.
I would like this movie more if it was Batman v Superman, and they didn't give us anything about it. Not a shred of thing about Batman v Superman. They give us Batman. That's great. You can tell Snyder was actually trying to make a Batman movie, and they forced this crap on him, which is why they introduced the Man of Steel 2 elements in there and all that.
Cable's a good Superman. Yeah. I don't care what anybody
says. He's fine, but he's not getting shit to do in this movie. He doesn't do anything except for the end. Let's be honest. What did he do?
I agree.
Right. Oh, that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. We didn't get Superman in this movie.
I do like
Superman.
The
demagoguery.
I like that. There was a lot of images.
There's a lot of cool stuff in this flick. No mistake. I like that. And I like that a lot. It was such an imperfect movie. It's hard for me to say. It's great. And it deserves the flack that it's getting. I have no problem with the flack. Because I agree with what they're saying. That's poorly written, which it was. You know, it's too much style or substance, which is true.
Not poorly written.
Of course. Oh, Terry, there's no motivations for Batman v Superman, Mike. It just is not. They had to force Superman to fight Batman because of some stupid Martha reason, which it was asinine. They could have done.
It's not a 2-star movie, though.
I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it's a 2-star movie. I said it's really good. But this is my thing. This is what. I mentioned the other day, like Daredevil. When we had the conversation, those that have seen episode 3, spoiler. Or 4, I forget which episode it was, where the Punisher's talking to Daredevil and discussing the ideologies and differences between one and the other. That's what Batman v Superman should have been, and built that up. Why am I right? Why are you wrong? Why are you doing wrong as opposed to what I'm doing? And I built it up. Now you have the stakes and the motivation for these guys to fight. That was done not once in this movie, Mike. It just wasn't done. It was worth it. It was lazy and poor writing.
Yeah,
lazy. Too many scenes that didn't make any sense. And that lends itself to poor writing. It's just a fact. It looked great. Well done. I enjoyed it. But it was poorly executed film that should have been so much better. 30 minutes shorter. Tighter better motivation for Superman for them to actually go at it. And forget this whole Justice crap. You could have done this next. It's a Justice League. It's a 2-part movie. They could have taken that first part to set it up and the second part to, you know, bring it back home, which is probably what they're going to do anyway.
Yeah, it's 12%.
You know?
Steel.
Jesus, of course. But that's the issue with it. That's why I have the problem. I think that's what most people have a problem with it. You're right. It's not 30%.
Ant-Man is 80% fresh. Really? I mean, Age of Ultron, which I don't think is even close to this movie, is 75% fresh.
That's a bit high. But I mean, I don't look at Rotten Tomatoes.
I think for Ant-Man, a lot of people didn't have the hype that, you know, like this movie.
Well, but thing is, but
Thor the Dark World is 66%
I think with Ant-Man, Ant-Man was a fun movie.
Iron Man 3 is 92% fresh. That movie is a piece of 92? Garbage, bro.
Wow.
This is, I'm telling you, there's a conspiracy against this movie. It's not that bad of a movie.
But you know what? I'm happy because I want Zack Snyder.
Maybe that's
I don't want him doing anymore, man. He gave us Man of Steel, which I like Man of Steel, and I like Batman v Superman. I want a different vision for Justice League. I
really do. 77%. Iron Man 2, which is regarded as one of the worst of the modern Marvel movies, 72% fresh.
Yeah.
Incredible Hulk, 67%.
Mike is going out. He just... I think you're getting too caught up in the...
No, not too caught up.
Of course.
There is a campaign against this movie.
I don't know if it's a campaign against the movie. Well, it's not getting excited.
A lot of people have said that. I mean, I am going to, you know, help them out a little bit here. You know, like, I know, you don't, not that you need it. But, you know, there's been a lot of people that have been saying that about the conspiracy with this movie. That a lot of people, like critics especially, had this movie already like tanking
before
it was even out yet.
Right.
Just because, you know, there was a lot of names to it and a lot of people.
There's Marvel fanboy. Everything in Marvel is wrapped up tight with a bow.
I mean, there were even some people upset that there was no credit scene.
On a bad note, nothing leaves you thinking. It's all the same. Every plot to every Marvel movie is almost exactly the same.
I'll give you that. And I have my problems in Marvel too. And I think they created a monster with this stupid shit universe crap, which we thought was cool at first. Now it's a crutch because now even DC has got to force this down our throats. What happens to Spider-Man 2? Have to force down the Sinister Six and Rhino and all the other people just to set up future movies. And this movie was caught victim the same thing where all it focused on more than anything else was setting up John of Justice as opposed to giving us a Batman v Superman. And they all do that. Marvel does it the same thing. Like with Civil War, which now I'm really worried about. Because this is the problem with Civil War. Marvel can't make a standalone movie anymore. It all has to tie in, and I'm worried about what's down the road. This movie, Captain America should be dying, Iron Man should be dying, but they're not. Because they already announced they're going to be in next. So what are the stakes in this movie? No one's dying, so who gives a shit?
I felt like they were going to kill Cap. Or they were going to kill Steve Rogers.
They're not killing Cap. He's already filming the next. He's in the next credit for the next two, and it's not dream sequences. And he says there's a fucking.
Oh, and that
they're not killing him. They're not killing Steve Rogers. You can forget about that. It's not happening. I hope it does. And if I'm wrong, I will be first to say I'm so glad. But they're not going to do it.
That's why I said everything in Marvel ends with a nice cherry on the top.
Yeah, but hold up. But DC did the same thing now. They killed Superman, quote unquote. But then in the movie.
Yeah, but Superman's dead, bro. Superman is dead, and the movie's dead.
Yeah, but what did they do at the end of that movie? If you look at it closely, and I've seen it twice.
Yeah.
And people have been talking about it.
The dirt
rises up from his casket. He's already back alive. Not even 5 minutes to leave him alone. He's already alive. Kill the guy. Give us that Superman. Don't bring him back for Justice League. Leave him be. He's dead. Because now death means nothing.
Here's another thing that the critics did not like. The critics did not like the fact that they didn't have an end scene. Because this doesn't have an end scene. All the Marvel movies have an end scene.
No critic. Now you're exaggerating. They didn't dock it.
Well, there was also another thing that this movie was too dark on the tone.
I'm fine with that.
The other thing was campy. Like everything is,
it's
you
not
know,
campy.
Like.
What's campy?
I'm talking about like Marvel is like, it's not as dark as.
They're two different styles. I'm fine with that.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to put down two characters that are comparable, okay? Batman and Iron Man, okay?
Okay.
Why are they comparable? Okay? They're both billionaire playboy types, right?
True.
If you use the Batman v Superman, Bruce Wayne is a more realistic character than Tony Stark. Tony Stark is ridiculous. Okay?
Agreed.
The character Tony Stark is ridiculous. Why?
He's fun though.
Because he's fun, but you know it's
of course, he's
supposed to be a nuclear physicist or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Of course, ridiculous.
Oh, I'm gonna study this. Okay. The next day. Oh, did you study last night? He's busy. He looks like he had a bunch of drinks. He's wearing Varvatos and all this other crap. Okay. Which I can't stand Varvatos, by the way. But anyway.
He looks like
a Hollywood guy. He's coming out and they're like, "Oh, you said, oh yeah, I studied it last night." Okay, really, dude?
It's Iron Man, dude. I mean, it's Iron Man. What are you gonna do?
That's BS.
No,
Yeah, but show me one guy. I work with big brain people every day, man, and they work hard to get the knowledge that they have in their heads. This guy's playing ping pong and doing doing quantum physics on the side. That's bullcrap.
He's Tony Stark, dude. We should all be so lucky, man.
It's a terrible, unrealistic character. Okay,
of course it is.
I'm not taking opportunity to rip the movies. Because I really like Iron Man, and I think Robert Downey Jr. has done a fantastic job in that role. Yeah. But the honest truth is that character isn't a real character. It's not a realistic character.
No, he's not. But none of them are even
right.
Batman.
This Batman. This Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
but no one's killing Batman.
The university, I think, has been accepted.
Better not kill Batman.
No, they're not. I think well, all the critics are saying, something I'm echoing right now, is the fact that it's not greatly paced, and it's not.
Does it deserve 30%?
I'm not saying that. But I'm saying the writing is a big issue. Like it or not, Mike, it is a huge bad issue in that movie, and the direction is not great. Very choppy scenes. When I saw it a second time, it was even more noticeable. The choppy editing, jump from one scene to another, nothing cohesive. Just give us this. Here's Batman. Here's Wonder Woman X. Oh, here's a scene with him in court, but nothing ties in together. It's all individual scenes that have nothing to do with each other.
Huge shout out to my boy Dennis Baratheon, who gave me the idea to compare Bruce Wayne and Tony Stark.
You got to give credit where credit's due.
That's not coming out of my brain.
I would have stolen that anyway, Mike.
But
I think the critics, as a whole, going overboard. If you read what they say, I agree with a lot of it. Not all of it, but I agree with most of it. And even a lot of comic book nerds out there, they're all saying the same shit, that they didn't buy the whole Superman angle. I know I didn't. They didn't buy some of the setup. They didn't buy all these extra scenes, and it was too long. Unnecessary. It's a consensus. It's not like it's one person saying it. A lot of people are saying it. And there's got to be something to that when everyone's kind of the same agreeing. So what's bad with the movie?
Well, I get it, but it doesn't make it a bad movie.
And like I said, which is why I said at the beginning of the show, I want to rip on it, but I love it.
Look at the rating, and it's a 30% fresh.
I agree.
Man, is telling you it's not a good movie.
It's better than that. Like I said, at the end of the day, as much as I complain now, and I shouldn't giving it, I really enjoyed the movie. It was still fun. It had a lot of awesome scenes in it. You know, but I'm just saying it had a lot of problems. Just why, of course, which is why I'm not.
Did you need the CrossFit scene?
CrossFit fans out there.
No, I'm not talking about Pete in general. I'm just talking about him working out. I mean, Batman is a.
Well, you gotta get
the next thing you know, he's gonna have some stupid rope, and he's doing that.
You gotta get the ladies something to look at. You know, Ben Affleck a shirt out, the girls get happy. You know, the guys are dragging the girls to watch this movie.
By the way, he was in great shape.
No, he was. Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, we should all be so unlucky as him. But either way, so.
We all understand his level of badassness here.
I got a question for you guys.
It's great. It's great.
Ben Affleck, wig, yes or no?
Yes
or no?
Oh,
alfombra.
No, boy.
I don't know.
No.
I don't think
Peruca.
So. No. I don't think so.
He's not Donald Trump.
I think he has a wig.
He's not Donald Trump.
Donald Trump doesn't have a wig. He's got a comb over.
That's a wig.
That's not a wig.
I can't think it's a wig. That's just my
I don't know. It's a good question, but no.
I want feedback from all our fans.
Don't ruin Batman pretending he's got a damn wig on, okay?
I think
ruin the image.
I think he wears a peruca.
Well, he would have a thing for hair clusters.
I think the hair is legit. I'm just saying.
Legit.
I just had to throw some levity in there.
Some hair club for men.
Before we move on to the tournament, one last thing. I know me and Mike, we talked about it real quick. Because we're on the topic of Civil War. That new trailer, international trailer for Civil War. I don't know, George, if you saw it or not.
I haven't seen it.
All right. So essentially, it's the same trailer where the Spider-Man comes out on the roof.
Right.
The same as I said, they have one extra scene.
Okay.
And it's seen with Black Widow's fighting Hawkeye. And I think he's on top of her or something. And the quote-unquote fighting. And she says, oh, wait a minute. We're still going to be friends after this, right? And he's like, well, it depends on how hard you hit me. And it goes on to the next scene. And that, to me, it's like that really ruined my anticipation for this movie. Because that's the tone. This is the Civil War fighting.
Falling into that same trap that BBS had, where they're trying to generate too much interest in the movie. And you know, as much as I was bummed that we didn't get a new trailer for Suicide Squad for the previews, for Batman v Superman, which probably should have happened, They haven't shown any new footage.
I'm fine.
Either.
I think they're trying to show you too much, but the problem with that is that now
trying to give you too much information.
They're getting too much, but that information is bad because now it makes it seem that there's no stakes in the movie. They're supposed to be fighting, and they're like, "Oh, happy."
Machine is truly dead by what's in the thing. I think that's a red.
That's
herring.
A red herring. Of course, yeah. A red herring. Yeah.
And that's what I was.
But
that's
the stakes. So they're saying, "Oh, don't hit me too hard." Really?
Well, they're trying to show you how this.
It's ironic that you brought that up, by the way, because my boy Dan said the same thing to me about that. He was like, "Oh, this is gonna suck."
What's the point? That must be, this is a civil war of fighting, but then they're not really fighting. They just, I don't know, like a family argument at dinner table. I want to say people die. This thing's like, you know, the fight, quote unquote fight, but then they're happy. Hey, you can take me to dinner. Don't hit me too hard.
They're trying to show how they were friends at one point, and now because of this war.
George, there's been like 8 more movies of these two characters. We know they're friends. I don't need them to have witty banter when they're trying to kill each other.
Not everybody goes. Not everybody goes to see all the movies at the same time. I mean,
if you watch Civil War, you've seen all the other Marvel movies for the most part.
If you read any of the books, if you watch the cartoons,
I'm familiar with the
universe. There's a ton of backstory between Black Widow and Hawkeye. Okay, there's just a ton of backstory.
Oh, there is.
They could do a Hawkeye movie and make a pretty damn good movie that would be. Like James Bond level fun,
but that's the thing. They haven't. They didn't make a Hawkeye movie. They don't think it's marketable. But that's why they put this backstory in.
No, it's fine. But I'm saying, but if you're fighting,
you could do a Hawkeye Netflix series.
Yeah, you can do Netflix anything. Really, be honest with you, you pick any character in the Netflix for the most part.
And Jessica Jones was a great movie. Or great show.
Yeah, it was a great show.
But I mean, I doubt they do it because they won't get Jimmy Renner.
By the way, that's 99% in the.
And it should be.
It should be.
But either way, I'm worried about Civil War. There's hopefully.
I have a little bit.
Hopefully, this movie nails it because I want to see a great movie. I haven't seen a great movie this year yet, so I hope that's the one that comes out.
Yeah, and that's another one that we will have
a
discussion
already. Batman versus Superman.
Calm down. Let's go back to Batman v Superman. We're circling back. This bullshit. So either way, so hopefully it's great. We'll see. But that trailer did kind of bum me out. It bugged me out a little bit because. That interaction was
no, it's
weird.
It's cool.
It was weird, yeah, and I don't get it. But either way, so let's get on with it here because I know, Mike, you missed a very fun first round that we had. We had a good time.
Issues, but then go ahead. I know who put that in there, by the way.
Mike had a gripe because Mike wasn't here, and we added a couple contestants that we didn't consider initially. One was Bruce Lee, which I think is hard to argue, and two was John Wick, which was hard to argue too. But we have to decide who we want to take out. So since Mike wasn't here to defend his position, we conveniently took out one of his guys.
From Death Wish. One of the original movie badasses. They put in John Wick, which is a movie that nobody saw.
A lot of people have seen that recently. I think more people have seen John Wick than Death Wish.
Are you kidding me?
But the kids these days, I'm saying.
I bet you John Wick got a better score than Batman Superman.
And it probably should have. Look it up. But either way, so Mike, you weren't here to defend yourself. I fought for you, man. I was the only one who was saying, no, we shouldn't do that. But I was overruled, man. I was on your side, Mike. You know, while you were here sick
lucky I didn't have to Hulk up. Well,
you were here sick in the girlslife.com studios.
Congratulations to Hulk Hogan for his $155 million against Gawker Magazine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, brother.
Brother. Let me tell you, Gene.
Those vitamins, man. They help.
That's right.
Those prayers. Say
your prayers.
Those prayers. Kids, listen up. Hogan knows what he's talking about. But anyway, you missed the entertaining first round. So we're going to do the second round here. We got 16, right? Left. We're going to narrow it down to...
I got accused of performance enhancers with Dirty Harry because that was before my time. That did not make it. So I had to look up a research for Dirty Harry because I had not seen it.
You'd never seen any of the Dirty Harry's movies?
They were 1971. I wasn't even born back then.
Doesn't mean you haven't seen them.
Yeah, but that's a great movie.
You seen The Godfather?
Movies, dude.
Yes, I've seen The Godfather.
That came out the year you were born, right?
Yes, I understand.
So then you go back.
But I saw it. But Dirty Harry. Okay, I understand the character of Dirty Harry.
You did watch.
Well, Mike, he was trying to fight for him.
I was trying to fight for him because they kind of threw me under the bus. Like, argue about him, and I'm like,
Well, you wanted to argue. That was your decision.
Yeah, but
so he's gonna argue, fight on behalf of Dirty Harry, and he doesn't know anything about it. So he's on IMDb looking.
I went on IMDb to look for it,
and I consider that to be.
It was performance enhancers.
Performance enhanced. We gotta go off memory here. You can't use the computer.
You
can't. I'm defending him here.
Oh no, I agree.
But
he chose to defend him.
Well, I tried because no one else was gonna fight for him, and that was one of your characters. I was trying to fight for you since you were.
Harry Callahan's had a lot of movies. He's a badass in those movies.
George took it upon himself.
So did you watch it? Movie, is that what you did?
Oh yeah, now I watched
it. Would you watch The Gauntlet?
No, I watched the original Dirty Harry just so I can at least have an idea, but it was too late. Yeah, I liked it, but it was too late.
So powerful him.
he already moved on. You know, like, it was already too late.
So it reminded me about, we got 16 teams.
But that was some of the 20 minutes that was lost.
I know. We had some good fights. We apologize out there. We had some technical difficulties, and we lost 20 minutes of the fighting. It is what it is.
Yeah, it was in the middle.
It happened, so hopefully we should be fine. We had bad karma because we went with the show with the mic and the bad mojo. Exactly. You know, it is what it is. You know. She was basically campaigning for banning Batman v Superman.
See, we even had we had a big discussion on the bride and the death touch. You know,
which we'll probably get into in this round because Mike wasn't there for that, so this might be interesting. So we got 16 players left. We'll get down to the elite eight, as they say. So Mike, you in here just to kind of remind you how we're gonna do this. Obviously, we got two combatants back to back. It's strictly hand to hand fighting. So no weapons, nothing like that is allowed.
No weapons.
Just hand to hand fighting. So no guns and that crap. And then we're going to go through the list. If we all unanimously agree on somebody, then I don't know, I can move on. If one person thinks one guy could actually win as opposed to the other, then we'll duke it out. And one guy judges the best argument wins. Not who he thinks should win, it's who makes the best case
for the fight. The irony here is that Jack Reacher should win this whole thing in a walk, and you guys didn't even...
Jack Reacher got past the first round. Get out of here. Jack, depending on who you fought.
Don't even know. Jack Reacher beats up like 12, 13 guys.
You're Jack Reaching with that one. I don't mind Jack Reacher. So anyway, so here you go. First fight. This is actually an interesting one. I'm going to encourage you what you guys have to say. Just give me a name out when I say him out. Martin Riggs, a lethal weapon against John Wick of John Wick. George, who wins?
Riggs. Martin Riggs.
Mike? Martin Riggs. He won.
We all gotta three agree. So
no, what?
We agree on it. We all gotta agree.
Well, you're actually going John Wick here?
Hold on, I'm thinking John Wick deserves better than that, doesn't he?
Well, I mean, yeah.
You're just being an unsure provocateur, man.
But you're right, Martin Riggs is gonna win. If I argue that, it's just for the sake of argument. Okay, fine. Martin Riggs, yeah, he's too crazy not to win against John Wick. And sorry, Eric out there. That was his guy.
Yeah,
but Martin Riggs takes it. What's George? What's the next one?
Nikita and Ash.
Who?
Nikita from the Nikita Taylor. Well, yeah, Nikita from
against Ash. I'm gonna stop against Ash right on there, the Evil Dead. Ash is a badass because he's got the boomstick.
True.
No, but no
the
weapons.
Boomstick, right. Without the boomstick, I think Nikita wins because she's an expert.
Hold on. Who do you want? Pick a name.
Well, I'm still going with Ash though.
Okay, I like Nikita. So you want? So okay, fight for Nikita. I'll judge. You fight for Ash.
Okay.
Let's do it. George, who's the underdog? Who's the higher seed?
The higher seed is Ash.
Okay, so Nikita goes first. Mike, why is she going to beat Ash?
Okay, she's going to beat Ash because she's expertly trained in 5 to 8 different fighting methods.
Wow, 5 to 8? That's precise.
Five to eight. Well, you got to name them all. Jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu, judo. She knows all that stuff. And what is Ash trained in again?
Well, he does have.
And what is he without his boomstick?
That's true, dude.
What about his other hand? The one that is in his hand with the chainsaw.
We're talking about with weapons, though, dude.
Weapons. We allow the chainsaw because
the chainsaw is part of his hand.
Was that enough? But either way, you can kind of.
What you mean is not enough with the chainsaw?
She would just come in underneath and flip him over.
Oh, really? Let her come with that jujitsu crap and he goes, no hand, now what? What else are you going to do? You're like, slice off the leg.
Throw this thing. I'm telling you. See, but he has a weapon. That's not really fair.
But I don't think. Well, I argue why. For me, I don't think that's enough to chainsaw to beat her. But again, I'm not making the argument. I'm just judging.
La Femme Nikita. No doubt about it.
I still think Ash is...
I haven't heard a good reason why Ash can beat Leffen. He brought up...
Well, he's trained too in dealing with the dead. You know, like
dead? He's trained in the art of death.
You know, he's
good for him.
Apparently, you know, he knows all the evil, you know, all the evil things. You know, he's a master of evil.
A master of evil.
You know, like a master of dealing with you know, the arts and all that other stuff.
He goes against a real warrior and she'll kill him. He's fighting against mindless.
Mike, didn't you hear? He's a master of death.
in the army of darkness, when he's in that pit, when they close, you know, he goes, come here, and he kills him. Right?
I've heard enough. Mike wins that argument. It was a good trial of the master of death, but that dog ain't hunting. Nikita surprisingly moves on to the third round. Wow, I'm surprised.
Yeah, of course. Of course you would.
It's the next fight.
John McClane and Dutch.
Oh, boy. This is a good one. We're going to argue here because I can't. There's no way these guys go out on themselves. George, we like.
I like McClane.
Mike?
I'm going to agree with George. I think John McClane is, as much as I love Dutch, who's got some awesome love.
So you can argue.
I love McClane. I love both guys. I have to argue Dutch. Dutch ain't going out like that. Dutch got a fight, so I'm going to take Dutch.
No, last week, the argument when you fought with Dutch, you know, kind of got lost in those 20 minutes. So,
it did. Or because of Sarah Connor.
Because of Sarah Connor.
It's hard to argue Sarah Connor against Dutch. These guys are crazy. That
was
a fight.
That's not even an argument.
That's what I said, but they're trying to argue. Either way, so I'll take Dutch.
So, yeah, take
who's
Dutch.
Who's got McClane? George, you want McClane?
You can fight him.
I'll fight with him.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll judge it. Go ahead.
Okay, let's do it.
So they're both ranked about the same, right? So.
Dutch is two.
You can go first,
and McClane is one.
I'll let Mike go first. I'll concede. You know, I'll let Dutch likes to.
First of all, John McClane has taken on several guys at the same time. He's an expert at fighting with or without weapons. And he's a badass. And he comes up with great lines. Okay, listen.
This is a night of Apollo, man. This is a fight.
But Dutch going like you are one.
You gotta hear the argument.
You know.
I'm hearing. Right. I'm listening.
John McClane said, "Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, mother bleep." Okay, that is enough to make him a bad all-time badass. Oh,
no one has more liners than Arnold. Let's not throw it out there, but whatever.
Not in this movie.
He had stick around. One ugly mother. Though. That's awesome. I mean, that's pretty funny in itself. This is not who can throw out the best lines, and it's an actual fight. Dutch is a trained Marine Special Forces, whatever he is. He's a badass. Weapons with or without. You know, he leads guys like
John McClane is a trained New York City street cop.
Oh, please. Okay, hold on. When you finish, Dutch leads guys like Jesse the Body Ventura, Apollo Creed. These are guys are following. These badasses follow this badass. And there's no chance McClane takes on the Predator 101 and wins. He doesn't. Dutch is the only one capable.
That's a pretty good argument.
He took down the Predator single barehandedly.
Take out the Russian mafia.
You know, all he did was take on Hans Gruber. I loved him to death. He's no Predator. He doesn't pose that threat.
All right, he beat me.
You know, I mean, wow.
He does bring the Predator with the mud and the whole thing.
I mean, that's badass.
He didn't hand the Predator.
He still took him out.
He didn't hand the Predator.
He had the gall.
That's a good argument.
It's hard to argue.
Surprisingly enough,
Dutch takes out John McClane.
And it will be fair, we can use the argument more forward.
Okay.
Because then it's too easy to keep the same thing. But yes, I love McClane. McClane, I love you, man. I do, but I have to fight for Dutch. Big upset there, man.
Yeah, that's a big upset.
I want to see McClane go on, too.
I know.
It's okay.
Did fight him last week.
It's mano a mano. Yeah, but I don't think we heard it.
It was not heard.
I said Sarah Connor. I said Sarah Connor. Then she hadn't beat anybody because she never really beat the Terminator in the movies. And that was the argument against me. It's like the first Terminator was the machine that crushed it. She just survived. The second one, it was the T-1000 got beat by the Terminator. She didn't do anything. She raised the kid. Good for her. Next.
So now, and based on that,
Pull-ups.
Based on that, does Ripley beat Jason Bourne?
Oh, hold on. So that's the next match?
Yeah, Ripley, Jason Bourne.
I think Jason Bourne wins. Hands down. Why? Because he's an expert in a whole bunch of
alien. The
of
queen
fighting.
Alien is.
You want to throw down?
I mean, no, I'm just saying the queen alien. If we're going on Predator alone,
first of all, she didn't fight hand to hand in that.
She was the big rig and all that. And no, she's badass.
She is a badass.
So, mech suit or not?
No, of course
she's
not.
That guy that has a whole system, a fighting system in his head.
Yeah, dude.
And he fights without good weapons.
I'm just
talking about hand to hand combat. I'm just talking about hand to hand.
Very similar to if it ends up being, it's going to be like if it's between him and La Femme Nikita, it's going to be a very 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 difficult.
That's a good
entertaining
fight, yeah. Or even Martin Riggs for that matter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, if you're gonna, you know,
she's not allowed to use that machine, though.
Okay, then Jason Bourne.
That's what I'm saying. Weapons, no outside resources, if you will. No, it's Bourne. So we finished that bracket. So let's just go over what's that. We got four out of the Elite Eight.
Right.
So what's next week's match? What do we got?
Riggs and Nikita.
Ooh, interesting match.
And Dutch and Jason Bourne.
That's not an interesting match. We're going to fight in those two, by the way. No, right. I think from this point, from next week on, there's no more unanimous decisions. Everyone has to fight. In all fairness, we can't just make unanimous.
It will be, though.
All right,
I think it will be. So let's move on to the other side of the bracket. Who's the first match?
You got Sam Mills from Taken, Fame, and Rama from... The Raid.
I like the Taken one. Just because he can fight. He's
Rama.
Yeah, see, I'm going Rama, and you have a better thing than I got. So you guys can argue it, because I don't.
I think I may have to back off that side, because I think that a certain set of skills includes weapon play.
It does.
And he really didn't do a lot of hand to hand.
And Rama fought everybody. He fought everybody.
I'm gonna back off.
Okay.
I mean, he does have a certain skills, you know.
All right, Samuels.
No, he's right about the certain set of skills, but guns aren't part of those skills.
Yeah, and Rama's the baddest. I love that movie, but
I think Taken and one.
Oh, I love Taken. Yeah, I like Taken a lot. It was a surprisingly good movie.
Yeah, I don't know about Taken the third. It's okay.
It's not his fault. It sucks.
No. I love Liam Neeson. He's a badass. Yeah. Even at the right ages,
he's
something.
He's very good in a lot.
Oh yeah, no, he's a great actor.
What was that movie where he was like the air police guy, air marshal?
Oh, the plane one.
That was a good movie.
I saw it somewhat recently. It was okay. Was that
Air Sick or something?
I forget. Like, yeah, he's being framed as a guy. Yeah, it was actually. It's Liam Neeson. I like most things that he does and all that. But moving. But he's not beating Rama. We do that right now. It's not happening. Next round, George.
It's The Bride and Hannah.
Oh, man.
See, I don't know from Hannah, so I have to go with The Bride.
George?
I have to recuse myself from that argument, because I still haven't seen that movie. I'm sorry.
What? Which one? Hannah?
Hannah.
Bride. Man, that's tough. I'm going to go with Hannah.
See, that's the thing, though, with the bride with her touch, you know, the death touch. I mean, that's...
She's an expert at hand-to-hand
combat. An expert.
They both are.
They're both
assassins.
But Hannah uses weapons more than the bride, though.
No.
The bride does have the sword and all that other stuff. But the Hannah's more with weapons and guns, and she also hand to hand. But the bride will kill her in hand to hand, even with the Phantom Death Touch. You know,
I don't think she would get it on Hannah. Hannah's too quick. She's small. She's crafty. She's moving around.
But the bride is feisty, and she did take 4 down people before. You know, like she took down all the other people.
Remember, she took out the crazy 88.
Yeah, but that was with swordplay.
That is true.
That's what I'm saying. You're taking a lot of these with no weapons.
It's how it is, man.
It's part of the thing.
But that's why.
This is mano a mano, man.
That's
you're in Thunderdome, you know? Maybe with a little hammer up there.
I gotta rewatch that movie, too.
That's actually a pretty good movie. Yeah. Well, the first half, anyway.
That's why I think...
Oh, no, Verwoerd is great.
I mean, Hannah is crafty and feisty. That's the thing.
She's younger.
She's younger, too.
Quicker. She's
did we come up with why Colombiana didn't get added to our list?
Because she could never beat. She honorable mention. She couldn't beat the other one. Those two.
Yeah, she could have beat. Okay.
I like Hannah. What do you think? You like? Yeah, you can argue. I mean, I don't know.
No, I mean, like I said,
I recuse myself because I haven't seen the other one.
I mean, like the bride is older, you know. Like, I mean, she would fight valiantly, but
I think the bride's tired because she did all this work already. She didn't have enough energy to fight Hannah. That's what
and
I'm looking at.
She's driving the pussy wagon.
Exactly, man. Yeah. And the motivation's gone. Yeah. I said last week, she has no
motivation.
I love that
movie.
Bill is dead. She's got no motivation to kill anybody anymore. Right. Hannah's young. She's up and coming. She wants to prove herself to the world. She takes her down, dude. Hannah goes on.
That.
Right, so far more than I put up with any movie.
Yeah, so here we got Bruce Lee.
I'm anxious, but yeah, I'm going to get into that.
We got Lee from Enter the Dragon. His character name is Lee. You know,
we didn't have the argument last week. He actually took down Rambo
last week.
Yeah.
He took down Rambo last week.
Yeah. Because Rambo hasn't seen that kind of skill, man. Because Rambo, with no weapons.
Freaking Special Forces Ranger, but dude.
Remember.
It's
Lee. The son of
a Chino,
man.
Hey, you ain't here to defend him, man. I'm going to tell you.
No, it's not that.
That's what you get for being sick.
You take out the weapon part of Rambo. What you got?
You already have one martial artist right there. Come on, man.
But I'm saying.
Well, it's too late. Lee's already gone on.
But who's he fighting?
It's not.
John Natta.
Who?
They Live.
From They Live, John Natta. You know, like, he kicked ass and ran out of bubble gum.
Was that brought up already?
It was brought up.
I'm not sure he has enough kick ass or gum to take on Lee.
Yeah, I think Bruce Lee's gonna
Let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah.
May Roddy Piper rest in peace, but he's not taking down Lee. Yeah. Well, actually, Lee
was a huge Roddy Piper fan, by the way.
Just
without going too deep into it,
he's great.
One of the greatest heel characters in wrestling history.
No question.
Yeah, Roddy Piper. Question. Yeah. Yeah, with Piper's.
If you ever get on YouTube and you just look up, put Piper Snuka Coconut.
Yeah, Piper Spit.
And watch that. Yeah. It's awesome. Amazing.
Oh, he's great. He's now
that we'll never let that fly with our PC generation, but it's just a fantastic segment.
It came at the right age of wrestling. Yeah.
A great, great heel.
Yeah.
Anyway, and rest in peace because he's a great guy.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He'll lead to both
of them. And then you got the last one.
Last one we got, all right.
John Creasy and Fran Dukes. which I valiantly fought for.
You did. He did an excellent job with Frank Duke. He had a lot of passion.
I still think Frank Dukes is probably the guy.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And I saw Man on Fire.
I hate John Creasy going out like that, but damn, he's not beating Frank Dukes, is he? Yeah,
of course
Frank
not.
Frank Dukes is a master of several. See, we're going to end up with a bunch of martial artists in this.
Well, because exactly, because you're going hand to hand.
Sorry, guys. An ill-timed phone call. Continue. It was on silent, though. It was on silent. So either way. So George. Well,
that's why we're going to end up with martial artists, because you go hand to hand.
So Frank, I'm fine with Frank Dukes going on. You're right. I'm not fine.
Well, that sets up Bruce Lee and Frank Dukes next week.
Oh, man.
See, that's why you're going to get martial artists like
Woo.
That.
And then who's the other side of that leader?
Rama and Hannah.
Wow.
I'm telling you, you're going to have martial artists go all over the place.
Well, that's okay. Hey, dude, this movie badasses for a reason, dude. All right, so we all said we got the final eight. So we're going to do the final four, probably run, say the championship for next week. I'm not sure. We'll figure it out. We'll do the
opposite. Next week, I'm good, I think. But the week after that, we're going to have to take a hiatus and go dark for a week because I'm going out of town.
Maybe we'll do
10th anniversary.
We'll figure something out. But we'll do at least the final four. I think Eric wants to come back to combat that. So I'll talk to Eric.
No, I want
to
be here.
No, of course. I want a full crowd. I want us to be here for the final rounds and all that.
Back.
If he comes, I want to come too.
The table and freaking
do a CrossFit
body
debate.
Slam him.
Oh, that'd be amazing. The real mentor's badass. You know, I'll put Mike as number one seed. All things considered, it's the man beast. I gotta do it. So either way, so I ran long, but who cares? So we're all set. All right, another good show. I had a lot of fun. Before you guys go, George plugs.
George, yeah, plug-a-saurus.
Plug-a-saurus, do what you do, man.
No, man, it's just like I said, you know. If you guys like us or not, you know, leave us a, you know, even if you hate us, make a comment, you know, review us on iTunes, tune in.
I agree. I don't think we're 30% Rotten Tomatoes either, man.
No, we're not.
Like 85. I just want to throw it out there. But go ahead. Sorry, Joe. I didn't want to interrupt.
No, man. You know, like I said, you know, we're almost at 700. You know, like I know. Nice. Yeah. So, you know, every week you guys help us out, you know, with tuning in to us on our little podcast, you know, like, and, you know, we seem to be doing a lot better, you know.
We love
every
you guys.
Week. Yeah, so just on that, on The Real Correspondent on YouTube, you know, our Facebook page, which just continues to have support from everybody. Just keep like you know, we like the traffic, support us, and you know, all that stuff. So, Mike, where can they find you?
Actually, Ultimo Mike Rose on Xbox Live, which I've had actually a couple of friend requests from.
Oh, really?
So, yeah,
nice.
So
okay.
Cool.
Nice.
Facebook, I'm out there. You can catch me at the Real Mentors Facebook page. And if I'm not your friend, you can friend me. I've made friends off of this podcast already, and you're completely welcome. And if you can deal with my crappy political sensibilities and my crap sense of humor, like my wife tells me, you're good to go.
Yeah, man. We actually reached out in Nevada, man. We got some listeners in Ohio. We got some in New York.
Nice.
We got
California.
Right. We're becoming statewide.
Nice.
We got some in Texas.
I had to give your brother a hard time yesterday about
we all
got to
give
him
a hard time.
Colombia football team.
La Colombia.
What's up, Chewy? That's his name anyway. What's his nickname?
I had to mess with him because, you know, I'm a big Chile fan.
Of course.
So.
Yeah, that was a good Copa America, you know, and World Cup qualifying
right.
Stuff going on.
Yeah,
there were a lot of stuff yesterday. Brazil and Uruguay yesterday.
Yeah, Chile had a hard time this week too. So, you know, but no Alexis Sanchez. So, you know, that's the issue.
That was bound to happen. Yeah.
Yeah,
but either way.
Argentina, and then USA yesterday losing to Guatemala.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, this is just, and I don't mean to turn this into a sports talk thing, but.
The finger's pointing. That finger's pointing.
Klinsmann.
You know, a buddy of mine called me and goes, "Can you believe the refs?" And I said, "Can you believe the score?" You can't. You know what? I don't care how bad the refs are. If you give up that many goals in a game, you're going to lose.
And
you deserve to lose.
It was over in the first 15 minutes.
Right.
I was looking at it yesterday.
Really, bro?
I mean, that defense fell asleep. Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Our defense is worse than asleep. They don't have adequate
please, don't get me started. The
same guy who wrote Batman v Superman was coaching the American team.
Easy.
Oh, what?
Easy.
What?
Easy.
So...
Easy. Don't even get me started on soccer.
Wait, Mike, plug away. I'm sorry. Probably sorry. Go ahead.
My family's website, girlslife.com, GIRLZLYFE.com. We're getting ready for Mother's Day, so get your orders in.
Oh my God, that's right. Jeez. You done, Mike? Okay. I just had the plug. I want to interrupt you again. Either way, we'll be here next week. Of course, you can catch my movie reviews on YouTube at The Real Mentor. Of course, go back on Facebook, man. Check us out, dude. We take all comments. Email us at TheRealMentor@gmail.com. And we'll see you guys next week, man.